Austin, the first thing I'll ask is you're heading into a Bristol weekend. What is that like? You're getting ready, especially a night race, and now it's playoff time. What's that like for a driver heading into a Bristol race?
Well, you know, Bristol is it's one of the coolest places we go of the year, and we go there twice, and you always know that anything can happen at that short track, and a lot of variables that go into it with the VHT on the bottom lane and how the track, you just kind of constantly have to move around and find speed. So a lot of things need to go right at Bristol, and you try and give yourself the best opportunity to make a good night. And I always enjoy going there, and then your tension's a little higher, though, with the playoffs the way they are. And just put a lot of effort into this week, trying to get the car as good as we can, and hope that we have another solid run.
Austin, you're coming off a race where you led a career-high 55 laps, had a top-five finish. Do you feel like you and your team are leveling up right now as the playoffs continue?
Yeah, you know, it's playoffs started, and we've definitely put on a show, and we just want to keep doing that. And, you know, I had somebody explain it. It's kind of crazy. You're like a 16 seed coming in here, and you're upsetting a lot of people. So run with it. And, you know, we look at ourselves as one of the top competitors out there each and every week, but we've definitely showed up when it mattered these first two races, and want to go ahead and finish that off at Bristol and try to get to that next round and make some more noise.
Yeah. So is that extra motivation you were talking about there, like maybe being doubted, hearing some of that, but also believing in what you and your team are able to do right now?
Yeah. You know, we've had a pretty solid season as far as speed's gone with our race cars. Winning that race at Texas was huge. And we felt like at some of those tracks that the finishes we were after didn't really come to us. You know, we've had the speed. I've been confident in that all year. I've been saying it all year. And when we got to the playoffs, we were prepared and knew what we were capable of doing. So just been focused and showing up when it matters.
When you have such a strong car and you don't have to worry about that part of the race, what does that do for you mentally going into the race and then throughout with your decision-making and just your confidence level?
Well, you know, speed is a lot of what makes us go fast. And having that this year has been awesome. You know what I mean? We can make a mistake and recover. We've had a couple in these first two races and been able to recover from them. And, you know, it doesn't mean that we're not really working hard at the shop. You know, we're putting in a lot of time and effort grinding away in the simulator, and the guys are doing a great job at the shop preparing the car. So I have all the confidence in them, and confidence is contagious when we unload, and you feel like turn one's going to be good, especially with no practice and qualifying. That goes a long way, and it's showing up, I think, at the track that we know we have something to fight with when we go to the track.
Talking to Austin Dillon, getting ready for racing at Bristol this weekend, and obviously this year has been different. Do you think you guys adjusted pretty well, pretty quickly to the difference in preparation as you're talking about practice being taken out? And what was that process like getting ready, knowing that things were going to be different this year?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we just had to change. You had to make changes, and easy, but we had to be one of the groups that did it well. And I think, truthfully, the pandemic and everything that's going on, it's been a positive thing for our team. It's kind of taken some of the outside noise away, because you got less people that can go to the track and less distractions. So it's been nice for us, and I feel like something I definitely gonna look at moving forward to do a better job at every year is just trying to take some distraction away to help our performance.
How has also adjusting to these media avails? I mean, you're obviously now a Zoom professional and you're killing it on social media. I mean, just what has that social media and internet aspect been like during racing during the playoffs in this COVID season?
Well, it's a good way to connect with everyone and still get the interviews in, let people know what you're doing and what's going on. And, you know, we want to connect with all the fans in our sport. We have the best fan base out there, and Zoom is great, but we definitely want to get back to where we're in front of people. And this weekend at Bristol, it's pretty awesome how many people are going to be in the stands. You know, we get excited, and you can feel the, you know, the build up to these races. So it's cool that we're going to have fans.
Yeah, we're talking to Austin Dillon. Can you sense that energy before the race while it's going on, the difference with fans present versus races you were running that didn't have them there?
Yeah, you know, I mean, once the green flag drops, you're in the race, and like you're focused, and it's still just a race. And but you know, you go to back to some of these tracks like Darlington, Texas, had fans, New Hampshire, and it's nice before the race to hear people hooting and hollering and excited for driver intros. And You know they're there. That's all that matters, and you hope you put on a great show for them all.
And you've also kind of enjoyed playing the role of people are doubting you. You touched on this earlier, but people have kind of been doubting you and with fans in the stands that maybe be rooting for other people. Just how do you feed off of that energy, especially during a night race?
Yeah, you know, you just kind of take it and run with it. You know, explain to me that we were kind of like a 16 seed taking people's spots in this and like a March Madness style tournament. You know, it feels good. You know, we still got a long way to go, and we have a lot on our list to accomplish. So I got to take it one race at a time and keep going. But as long as our cars are as fast as Xfinity Internet, we're going to be just fine.
Austin Dillon's with us. And, you know, we've talked about kind of the challenges and the differences of 2020. You've had a heck of a year, though, right? I mean, you hit 30. So that's the next step. You and your wife welcome Ace to the world. I know you've proudly shown him off on social media. So all of that while you're keeping things going professionally, what's managing all that been like? What's 2020 been like for you?
It's been awesome, truthfully. You know, I know a lot of people have been not happy with 2020 or dealing with all the different things that have gone on with it. But from my aspect, I've gotten to spend more time at home with my family than I ever have or would have been able to having a baby. And just being able to enjoy these moments with Ace, I don't take them for granted because I know eventually we'll be back to the hustle and bustle, and it just kind of it makes you enjoy the little things, I think, and also appreciate it for the things that I had before that time slowed down. But I enjoy going up on race day, racing, and coming home, and then getting back with my family quick. So it's cool.
Josh,
I've enjoyed 2020.
Yeah, Josh, note that a NASCAR driver saying it was fun to slow down a little bit. Yeah. You don't hear that all the time. But I'm wondering, because I only know the answer on my part. I've never driven a car at 200 miles an hour for 500 plus laps. What is more taxing on your body, getting up and doing the nighttime feedings with Ace or one of those all-star long-haul races?
Well, Ace is doing pretty good right now. I'd say the first couple weeks with Ace, there were some times where I – would have probably jumped in a race car and done 600 miles, but now he's doing great. And he sleeps through the night about three or four nights out of the week. And then we'll have nights where he wakes up about 3:45 to give him about 2 ounces of milk and he's going back. So he's on a good schedule right now. And it's awesome when my wife's been great. And our grandma, my mom and her mom, Mimi and Gigi have been helping us too. So we've got a lot of help and it's been great.
Yeah, that's good. Austin Dillon's with us. Just a couple more minutes. Getting ready for Bristol this weekend. What do you think will be the difference if you race well, if you have a chance to win the race at the end? What would give you that best chance?
Well, you know, I think you got to have a car that's maneuverable. Bristol, the track has a lot of variables that change throughout the race. It's hard for a crew chief or an engineer to kind of set the car up to be good at Bristol throughout the long, you know that there's certain times in that race that your car's not going to be good. And you have to be able to, as a driver, move around and do things that prolong the hurt, I guess you could say, so you can get to a caution to make an adjustment or hope that the rubber changes a little bit and you can find clean track. So you know going in that you're not going to – there's going to be time in that race where it's not going to drive great and you have to deal with it. So I think just managing when you're not – that strong, trying to keep yourself in a good position and then know that it's going to change at some point and probably hopefully back to being good. So we've just tried to build a car that allows me to move around and be adjustable to the track's changes.
Who do you think is your biggest competition this week and who's somebody that you're really looking to try and edge out?
Well, there's a lot of them at Bristol. You know, there's some really good drivers that show up at Bristol. So I'd say all of them are good. And you know, my biggest competition is probably the track this weekend, just because it's ever changing, and we just need to do a good job of managing what we've got. And you know, Kyle Busch is always good. Both the Busch brothers are good there. Blaney and DiBenedetto are good there, and those guys are kind of against the wall. So there's a lot of good drivers when it comes to Bristol, and just see who shows up and has something to compete with.
Yeah, the fact that it's an elimination race, does that affect things at all? Because I saw Blaney's comments that if somebody's in front of me, I don't plan on them being in front of me long because it's kind of a desperation point. So how does that affect things?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think everybody's like that right now. Everybody knows how many each point matters for him. It's about winning the race, and he's going to be smart too, trying to get to the end of that race, but because that's the only way you can transfer. But you know, we just take it like we have all these other races, and it'll play out like it needs to. And some of those guys, you know, in the back of your head are fighting for a little different situation, and you note that, and you just keep racing.
Well, Austin, congrats on everything that's gone on for you so far in 2020, personally and professionally. Good luck at Bristol this weekend. Thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us here today.
All right, man. Thank you.